So first up after lunch was the rise of the thrifty blogger with Elle Jones, who was just lovely. She said she was nervous, but I thought she did a fantastic job. She was just lovely and funny and really passionate about her blog and really grateful that it's turned into a career for her. She started in 2008 when she got married. She had not a lot of money, student debts, and had to find ways to scrimp and save and get by. And she decided to use all her frugality and turn it into a blog and share her learnings with other people. And it's kind of grown from there. And now she's considered a sort of thrifty expert, and she's had some media coverage. She's appeared on Super Scrimpers, and she showed us a clip of when she was on the Harry Hill show, giving tips for what to do with leftover wine. Don't get much leftover wine in my house, but pouring red wine into ice cube trays if you don't want to finish the bottle, or if you know, you're not keen on the wine particularly, pop it into an ice cube tray, stick it in the freezer, and then when you're cooking something like a spag bol a week or two later, you can pop out a couple of the red wine ice cubes, pop them in your meal, and it helps liven it up, which I thought was a really cool tip. So she shares things like this on her blog. She says blogging's been the best career move ever. It's been a real confidence booster for her and a really good source of friends. She's made a lot of friends along the way. She says there's still a gap in the market for more bloggers like her. We're currently in a recession, and she's contacted all the time from people who want advice about saving money and getting bargains and generally being thrifty. So people need your help, she says. So even if your blog isn't dedicated to money saving, perhaps you can have a once a week post that links into the other content on your blog, which points to some ways that you can save money. So that there's ways people can introduce frugality to all of their blogs. Don't start too far away from your own niche, she says, and try and attract new readers without alienating your audience. Stay true to your niche and add a thrifty or frugal twist to your blog, she recommends. She says, be consistent. Pick a day of the week to be a thrifty hotspot, perhaps. Perhaps create a bite-sized series, which is easier for people to consume, and make it clear on your blog where that series lives. Make sure you do lots of linking, so if people find something that they like, they can then go on and read something else that's similar, and follow the series. Look at what's in season. Pick topics based on the time of the year, for example. You know, be timely. School holiday deals, Easter deals, saving money at Christmas. So keep on top of what's happening in the news as well, recession-wise, to help give you inspiration for posts. She says, take requests from people and answer questions. That's always a good way of drawing in readers and providing a valuable service. She says, don't share too much, be careful with your personal information, and don't get too technical, because bad advice can come back and bite you on the bum. So if you're going to be an expert on something, you really need to be an expert on something. She also says, be thrifty when blogging as well. You don't need to use fancy equipment, you don't need high-tech cameras. You can use free online photo editors. You can use your phone to take cameras, phone to take pictures. Also, don't spend too much time on it. If you're in full-time employment, that's where you're getting your money. Your blog is a sideline. So remember, you don't have to spend all day every day doing this if it's not paid work, because it needs to be fun and enjoyable. So yeah, if you're thinking of adding a frugal or thrifty twist to your blog, Elle Jones would very much like to have you on board.